Hello, Mr. Hilton.
Bob.
We need a theme.
Yeah, this is it. They didn't realize when this was written for Pee-wee's Playhouse that it worked so appropriately 25-plus years later.
That could be me skipping around, except I probably hurt myself. Anyway, I started thinking about Pee-wee's Playhouse, put it in my weekly rainbows, my blog post that I put on the weekend of things that were my favorite things of the week. And I thought about Pee-wee's Playhouse because of the new video by Toon Yours. Have you seen the video?
Oh, yeah, and I immediately get the reference, too. You realize there are grown adults on the planet who may have never even heard of this or were born after Pee-wee's Playhouse aired. Back in the 80s, this ridiculously goofy comic. It was really like watching a cartoon, people in a cartoon.
A live cartoon.
A live cartoon,
yeah.
Totally. That the comedian who played the character Pee-wee Herman.
Paul Rubens.
Paul Rubens had back in the 1980s. And this was the theme to it. And yeah, the new Toon Yards video.
That's right. And it's the same sort of style of robots come to life, of puppetry, and all sorts of crazy stuff. And a good, good song, too. We've had the album as a first listen, Nicky Neck from Toon Yards. Meryl Garbus is Toon Yards with a great cast of characters. And I'm going to play a song from that called Water Fountain. No water in the water fountain.
Leaves me breathless hearing that. I mean, she, all the hairpin turns that she takes in that song, it's insane.
Right, and it's not pre-programmed. This stuff is
right.
Build up loops and play it, and I think, and she's a fabulous percussionist, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Everything about
She it. Does this crazy thing in the video with her eyes, and you thought it might be CGI. I think it's real, where each eye moves independently of the other. You know, she makes one look up while the other one looks down.
Well, that would be really perfect for her because she can do so many multitask things. I can't rub my head and pat my tummy, but Meryl Garbus of Toon Yards can seemingly do both. I don't know if it's real.
I think it's real. I know people can do it. I know it's the people are capable of doing that. And if anyone could, the way you put it there, I bet she would do it. You know, you mentioned Pee-wee's Playhouse, and that got me thinking about being in high school and all the music and crazy, wonderful, fun things that I was exposed to then that are still with me today. And one of them was this artist that was having a really big, hot run in the 1980s, Roy Orbison.
Right, who had a hot run in the 1960s.
Right, and then he sort of disappeared for a while, at least, and, you know, he wasn't, a super popular artist at the time. And then he had this, what ended up being a late in his career renaissance in the 1980s. He was in a band called the Traveling Wilburys that had, like, Bob Dylan, Tom Petty, George Harrison, and Jeff Lynne of ELO were all in that group. And kids like me in high school were discovering his new music, and then that led us to his older music for the first time in the 1980s. Well, his last record that he put out was called Mystery Girl, and that was 25 years ago. And to mark the occasion, Sony Legacy is putting out a deluxe issue of the record Mystery Girl that's going to have a whole bunch of demos and previously unreleased stuff on it, including a song called The Way Is Love. And this is a song, The Way Is Love, is a song that Roy Orbison wrote, and he recorded a version of it on a boombox cassette tape sometime in the mid-80s. And it was, lost, as the stories always go, the recording's lost. And his sons discovered it on cassette. They put together a new band to record new instrumentation, and they played a new version of the song around his voice.
Oh, cool.
So they stripped his voice off the cassette, restored it, and that'll explain why, when you hear this, his voice sounds a little funny. It's like it's being processed, but the magic that they had to work to get his voice out of there into this new song works. It's just, It's so cool hearing this. This is Roy Orbison. The song is called The Way Is Love, and it's from a deluxe issue of Mystery Girl.
I'd invite the whole wide world to come back to school, where you learn how to lay down the law without listening to the fool. Who would break just to break and take just to take? But together we can find another way, like I feel for you, feeling that is true, and the way is love. Life is so much better whenever the way love. Every song's a good song, and everyone can sing along. The way is love, an always understood song. The way is love. And you know, baby, the truth. in right and wrong, because hearts listen, become a part of every loving vision. The way is love. The way is love.
The way is love.
The way loves you now.
The way
is love. The way of love makes everything alright. And even I hope for the way of love.
Sort of sounds like he's singing to us from the great beyond there.
I like that.
And the thing for, you know, back in the 80s, teenagers like me in high school, Roy Orbison, it was like nothing else we were hearing at the time. And this record came out, I think it was came out in early 1989, and he died in December of 1988. So this record came out just a couple months after he passed away of a heart attack. He was only 52 years old. Mm. And at the time, of course, I thought he was ancient. but now
yes,
I'm like, now
creep.
I'm like, 52. He was a baby. Anyway, this deluxe version of Mystery Girl comes out May 19th, and it has that cut and a whole bunch of other goodies on it.
Speaking of babies, Jessica Lee Mayfield has a record. She started recording when she was 15. Orbison, his hits were, he was in his early 20s when he had his hits in the late 50s, early 60s.
And then in his 50s when he had other hits.
That's
in the
right.
1980s,
and he had a whole nother career, which was pretty awesome. Jessica Lee Mayfield did a record with Dan Auerbach a while back.
Of the Black Keys.
And she has a new record out that I think, this is the one for me that finally clicked. I've liked what mm-hmm. she's done before, but this new record, which is called Make My Head Sing, is really fantastic. She has a song on there called Do I Have the Time? The record just came out, and I'm going to play a cut from Jessica Lee Mayfield.
Oh.
Yeah, the one chord.
We're back. We're back to it's...
We tried a fundraising drive to get another chord so we could do more than one.
Is that you?
That's you. Yeah. We try to raise money to have another cable. But it turns out that we needed a cable that was more than 53 cents. We were using an optical cable now, which you may hear the sound quality difference.
All digital now.
All the time. Except for our voices, which are still analog.
Who was suggesting... Wasn't it Dan Auerbach who... suggested we have a Kickstarter campaign to raise money for a new cable.
Which comes in an interview we're doing for their new record, which will be online soon. We did a nice interview with their new record. Anyway.
We digress.
We digress, yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It sounds to me like if Edie Brickell and Tom Verlaine of television got together and made a record. I hear it in the voice, and then I hear him in the guitars, that ringing guitars, mm-hmm. right from the early 1980s.
That's great. And it reminded me of a Brian Eno song right off the bat. Do you know the song? It's from Taking Tiger Mountain by Strategy. It's a song called Third Uncle.
I know the record. I can't get the song in my head.
Let's see if I can do this real quick.
I think it might be the
same
key.
Same chord progression, too.
Yeah, if you sped that up, you could lay her voice over this or his over her cut, for sure.
I'll do the mashup. I'll bring it in tomorrow. I'll do a rainbow.
I feel like I mentioned the 1980s again, and we're stuck there, so I need to yank us out of the 80s with the full mighty force of a band called F'd Up.
Oh.
I can't really say what the band is really called, but I suppose most people can probably, I don't know, figure it out.
Yeah, F is in figure.
Yeah, F'd Up. This is a pretty hardcore group of guys from Ontario, fronted by this guy named Damian Abraham, who's just a force on stage. Their live shows are insane. They've been hitting it pretty hard for about 15 years now. And one of the things that I like about F'd Up, the band, is that it's not just a bunch of screaming. I mean, it sounds like that to some people when they listen. They think, well, it's just a bunch of screaming. But I think there are some elements of straight-up rock and roll and even some pop sensibilities that I find buried underneath all the noise. They've got a new record coming out called Glass Boys, and I want to play a cut. I think you'll hear a little bit of what I was talking about on this song from F'd Up. This song is called Warm Change. just unwind, you know? It just feels so good.
Yeah, put your shirt back on.
Warm Change from Effed Up, their new record, Glass Boys. There's this great profile of the band that Stereo Gum posted recently, and frontman Damian Abraham talks a lot about the band members all reaching well into their adulthood years now and coming to terms with new responsibilities of family and the weight of aging and feeling your own mortality. And they've poured all of that into this record. And it's a record they call very cathartic. It is for me, too, just listening to it. Couldn't you just feel it all just washing away?
I like them. I like them live especially.
You know, Damian Abraham, he's like I said, he's just this massive dude to begin with. And he usually gets pretty naked during the live shows. He's lost like over 100 pounds on this new, I'll just say this new healthy living that he's doing. If you want to know more, you can read about it in the article. But... anyway, the record Glass Boys is out June 3rd on Matador Records.
So I got turned on to a band recently by going to a show by Baths, you know.
Oh, yeah,
And the opening act was a hip-hop band, sort of a hip-hop band from Scotland.
It's where all the great hip-hop bands hail from Scotland.
But the members are also from Liberia and Nigeria. And it's really just this odd conglomeration of three powerful singers, and then in at least in the live performance, an electronic fellow all behind and doing all these odd tones and so forth as they shift in and out of trading off vocals and so forth. It was really fascinating. I've never quite seen such an odd mix of electronica and three strong vocals, hip hop. Together like that.
What's the band again?
They're called Young Fathers. So I'm gonna play a cut called Low from the Young Fathers record. It's called Dead, and that record just came out.
Did I see you planting seeds in the forest? Is it for the green of the dollars? For the needs of the forest. Now I'ma take a shit in your palace. I just want to make life easy on your eyes. You just want to ease me with your lies. With the old toys, instant tomorrows, handcrafted sorrows, all-star bravery, imaginary jargon, crypted by business, I'll see you in hell. Sipping on a quick fix, elasticated dimwit, sucking on a thumb, marching to an old hit, tiger in an envelope, paperboy, puppet rope, scratching on the blank tape, stealth like utopia, marriage in a gas mask, little girl, black clad, drugs for the lawyer, cause we appreciate. Cut to the chase, 12 grand in the case, testing out the cannons, the evidence is damning. Truly faded, relieved of his duties. Behind the veil is fury. Unadmitted optimist, undercover pessimist. Baby showered in my father's sins, but I was born to be the better part of him. That was always on the checklist. Take my humanity, end up like a mannequin, thinking like a charlatan. What's easy now is challenging. So take my humanity, end up like a mannequin, thinking like a charlatan. What's easy now is challenging.
Yeah.
Song's called Low. Young Fathers.
Wow, that I could see how that would be a pretty incredible experience live.
Especially when you had no idea what to expect. I understand the next day I was at the show, Young Fathers show here at U Street Music Hall, and in the crowd was Monica, who's the director of All Things Considered, and she's bringing them into the studios at NPR, and oh, wow. All Things Considered is going to do story with them.
See, big things can happen when you get outside and play.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm outside and playing.
Yeah,
a
you
lot.
Do all that. You said the name of that song was Low?
Yeah, it was.
That's interesting you say that because, you know, Alan Sparhawk of the band Low
right.
is often credited with discovering this next artist I'm going to play. How about that? The band Low coming after the song Low. Well, actually, it's not even the band Low, but you see
but,
the,
but you,
you see I'm
you
wrenching.
Wove the web.
I'm really wrenching in a transition.
I was trying to say, you really made. Yeah.
Alan Sparhawk is often credited with discovering Haley Bonner. She's a singer-songwriter. She writes and records out of the Twin Cities in Minnesota, and she's been making this really just lovely, ornate pop songs for about 10 years. And he saw her playing at a club when she was only 19 years old and soon after convinced her to drop out of school, focus on music full-time. She's toured with Low, opening for them for a while. And she's gone on to collaborate with Justin Vernon of Bon Iver, Andrew Bird, and many, many other artists. We're doing a first listen coming up soon on her new record that she has coming out. It's her fifth full length. It's called Last War. And it's out May 20th. We'll have the first listen the week before that. And I want to take us out on a song from Haley Bonner called Kill the Fun.
Fabulous.
That's what my wife tells me, that all her friends, and you know, when she was in her 20s, all her friends, she got the nickname as the Killer of Joy.
Yeah. No wonder you guys.
And that's why we're so close. We're like peas in a pod. So love my wife and her kill joy.
Speaking of fun, aren't we going this week to webcast the Future Island show?
Oh, we are webcasting live.
We haven't done a webcast from the 9:30 Club in absolute ages. We got to get back to doing that.
No, it's this Thursday live. Still
video webcast. Right?
Gonna be you can't do a Future Islands webcast and just listen to it. You got to watch this band,
yeah.
Right? And so we'll have live video streaming from the 9:30 Club Thursday night. Still waiting on an exact time, but it'll probably be around 9 p.m. Eastern. Go to the website, search for Future Islands. You'll see the landing page where you'll be able to watch the show. And you can set a reminder. We have a little calendar on that page. You click that, and it'll set a reminder for you to tune in. Future Islands. That'll be a great show. Looking forward to that.
All right. Let's go to other fun.
Kill the fun,
oh,
Bob.
Oh,
kill
okay.
the fun.
I can't.
Kill the fun from Haley Bonner.
Thanks, Robin.
Thanks, Bob. It's always such a pleasure to sit here with you in the studio and crank
some
out some mad jams. Yeah.
Yeah. Hope I like this one, too.
Oh, I think you will. Okay. Haley Bonner. Go ahead.
For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
The lights have gone. truth it was taken from me.